Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Guys, hi, and welcome to your main episode of Nip Tuck Not Giving A
Fuck.
Anyway. I think I'll lead today.
I'll tell you all what I did.
So, okay, what have you been up to this week?
Yeah.
Are you on your like happy tablets?
I'm always on them.
Can we talk about that, by the way?
Yeah.
What are they?
Citalopram.
Do you think it's worth me going on them?
We can't advocate this shit. No, I do. I've been really open before and said I take Citalopram. I've taken them for absolutely years. I didn't take them for a period of time.
What happens when you don't?
Traumatic things kept happening, so I kept having to go back on them. The reason I take Citalopram is my brain has got a slight imbalance. So it means that I'm more, and it does run in the family as well, more susceptible to sort of like a depression type thing. So I take them because it keeps me what is normal for everyone else. Now, if I stop taking them all of a sudden, I panic, I go like get vertigo. You cannot do that. You have to, like, I think Tanya Bards, they spoke a lot about you have to slowly come off them. And for me, like, I think it's a medical need. Yeah. I'm not depressed. I'm not, but I do know that I have a slight imbalance and that just evens it out.
A lot of people are on them.
Yeah. And so I take them.
A lot more than anyone thinks.
Yeah. But I'm really open, like, that it's, you know, that's what I take. Yeah. But it doesn't change, like, if something stressful happens, it doesn't make
what
it
happens
okay.
If you take two?
Nothing. It doesn't. I've had five this morning. No, it's not like that. It's like, it just keeps on an even keel. So when things do happen that are stressful,
yeah,
I can just deal with them slightly better than if I wasn't on them. But it's not like a happy, you don't take it and then you're like, woo, girl.
Yeah.
It's not like that. It just makes me normal.
One of my friends,
I think there are other things that can make you happy, but
yeah,
I don't take them.
But there's always a come down, isn't there?
Exactly.
There is.
Whereas this is just like a medication.
A steady thing.
That I'm always on. And if I did decide one day to come off it, which who knows, I might, it would have to be like a slow wean. But yeah, the reason my face is like this, I've had the most stressful weekend ever. I've just been telling you about it, haven't I? So James isn't very well. So I ended up yesterday with four children on my own, trying to get work done. James isn't well. And it just made me think, like, as a woman, there's so much juggling to do, isn't there?
It's
hard term. It's like looking after the kids, trying to go to the gym so that you look semi-decent, like trying to work. No. There's just so much pressure. And obviously today we're here with the pod and it's real. Like, obviously we're fun, we're all the rest of it, but it is also real. And today my head is in the fucking bin.
Christina just met up for a coffee then before we started recording.
Before I flew in, like,
and we both sat down and we were like, if you felt a bit, because I texted you and I was like, I've been down in the dumps. And I was like, yeah, like, what is this about? Like, I was literally sat doing my makeup this morning and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to start crying.
Literally just like,
yeah.
And I was like, do you think yours might be?
Is this life postpartum? No, I think it's honestly like, you said you feel the same.
Really?
Yeah, I just feel like,
shit.
Meh.
You're both going to cry.
Ashley's going to cry.
I had time, this weekend I watched, I purposely watched a sad film.
To cry. Yeah.
I watched Lion, which I've seen loads of times, but it always makes me cry. And I was just like, I don't know what is wrong with me. Like,
it's weird.
You're
isn't
like,
it?
Is this. We were just like, is this life?
Like, is this what we were sent here to do?
Do you need to both go on? The thing is with you, Ashley, like anyone, and this isn't me belittling, this is making a point, because if you looked at your life,
yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking great.
Yeah.
So
on
my point,
paper.
On yeah. So my point is, like, you've got help with the kids, you've got a lovely life, blah, 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 you don't have financial stress. So technically, you should
We're
be,
all fucked.
You know, so if so what my point with that is, isn't to like say you shouldn't feel like that, it's to say if you still have that weird feeling when you on paper don't have any like mega stress.
Imagine how I'd be feeling if
you did. Yeah. So that's telling me that it's more than just reactive to stress of life. It's like a thing.
A dark cloud, isn't it, Christina? That's what we were saying.
And that's what I get if I don't take medication.
Oh, fuck.
And I'm not saying you need to, but that's but no, my
I start seeing a dark therapist cloud. Though, like, and I just think I spend that much time and effort on like going to appointments for other things. I felt like it was time to start.
You know,
doing
in America,
it's so normal.
And I do completely, like you've just said, we spend all the money on our face, on our body, on our hair. It's your mind.
Yeah.
Your mind is huge. And it doesn't mean that you have to have particular problems, I guess.
No.
It's more just, and it's learning. I don't know. How
coping
was it? What
mechanisms.
Was it like when you went?
Yeah, really good. Like, I'm still getting to know her because we're only on week. I'm there for 2.5 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. And we do a bit of Reiki and stuff, and she helps me with like making decisions on things.
Like
and
thinking things through.
I had
through.
A problem and I went, and it was so weird that the problem had just occurred as I was going in. And she literally said some things to me from a totally different perspective that I would never have thought of myself. And also, I want to take stress away from like everyone else in my house.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Because like you said, you're the woman. You're like the last.
Yeah, oh my God, I agree. Like, you're the I am the bottom of the pile.
So then who do you talk to?
No one.
You've got your friends that you can moan to,
but
that's negative.
But it's not constructive moaning.
It's negative,
or,
isn't it?
Or I'm a bitch at home, which I'm not really very often, but James said that he can kind of, your aura.
If I'm happy, everyone's happy.
I agree. And what I do think, as a woman, you are the head of the household. You look after, you are needed. Like, if I got ill now, I can't be ill for a day because everything would fall apart because I am the glue that knits everyone together, as are you. So I do think, like, you need to be okay to look after every other fucker that relies on you.
And then, as you were just saying, like, you were like, and your life looks so amazing and you know, you're still upset. Christina went for a fucking massage by herself this weekend and she had no kids. That, to me, is like...
And she's still sad.
And she's still sad. So who the fuck?
I know.
Who's
and people,
happy?
And people listen to this. But listen, it's all relative. Though.
Yeah.
This is the
yeah.
thing. It's all relative to you and how you're feeling. I'm not like depressed. And
No. But we're just a bit like, we're in a rut.
And I think it's nice. Like, this podcast, obviously, we're here to make you laugh. But it is also real. And I think we have real problems. And sometimes we come in like today. And I have had the morning from fucking hell. And
from fucking hell,
and I can't even speak because I'm like, oh.
Anyway, right, that was a bit deep, guys. So this week, I have just been busy, but I did make time to go to an event.
Yeah, I was working, wasn't I?
You were working. That was nice. But all the girls that were there were so good at taking pictures.
Oh, honestly.
Do you go to these influencer events and like I just
feel
sit
like a
there?
Fraud.
I'm so old and like I was probably like 10 years older than everyone in the room. I mean, I'm not old, but like compared to influencers, and they're all there with like these 10 lights.
They make
10
it a priority,
cameras.
And
they make it a priority.
And good because it's their job. And like
as soon as they got in,
they
were
got
getting
the
pictures.
Shots.
Yeah,
and that's why they have got fantastic content.
Yeah, fantastic. And I was just like,
couldn't be asked.
It's not that. I wouldn't know where to start. I want to get the good pictures. I want them. I'm jealous, but...
Where do you...
What, like, how? So anyway, I was talking to them and I was like, come on, give Granny some advice.
Give the little old lady the tips.
And they were like, right, so there's this app called Snow. And it's an AI app that you download. This, by the way, is what I've understood of it.
Right. And we've not got it. Have you actually got it?
I've got it.
I have
not had time to properly look at it. But basically, it's an AI app that you download onto your phone and you scan your face in. And then It's like, what do you want to change on your face? Do you want smoother skin? Do you want bigger eyes? Do you want bigger lips? And then you can put it on your phone and then you've got snow.
What?
How good is that? So then that goes on your Instagram. Yeah. So everything. Every picture, so every new picture that you take,
it changes
your lips, whatever.
It's consistent.
Okay.
So it's not like, you know, your face app.
Well, you've got a different face
on
every picture.
Oh, do I want a Hollywood do I want a glamour? What do I want? This is consistent in every picture.
That's frightening.
So your catfishing has just gone up a level.
But the thing is, the influencers that use this, because all influencers mess with pictures, don't they?
Everyone,
but they're naturally
gorge,
but there must be a level that everyone feels like they need to get to.
I didn't think of it like that deep. I just wanted to let everyone know that, like, yeah.
Try it, get the app.
Give it a go.
But then what? I'm going to get it.
Yeah, get it. I've got it. I'll hopefully be up and using
it soon. And does
it
just make you
pick?
Do you know what, though? It's not just that, is it? It's the way that they get the lighting, the angles, that, the way they hold themselves. They're like models. I
they
don't
are
know
models.
How to hold my body.
Yeah, I know.
I can't. Yeah. But it's their foot. I mean, I suppose it's kind of ours, but we're different, aren't we? Like a different type of...
I gave up the editing of stuff.
I would love to get amazing pictures.
Maybe we could get an influencer on one day, a top influencer.
Yes.
Girls, I'll open a chat on Patreon about who takes the best pictures, because I would love to get an influencer on and say to them, give us your top tips.
Our friend Lauren, I think her content
Lauren Watson.
I think her content is absolutely fantastic. I want to know, what stand have you got? What light have you got? What app do you use? What editing? How do you get it? How do you get your videos to look like a photo, like crisp? Mine look like I'm in my bedroom. Why do you
Molly
look...
May's content
How?
Is it, like, it's, you know,
clean,
it's flawless,
and clear,
isn't it? Yeah,
and it's like, even the background, the videos look like they've been shot, or maybe they have.
And then I start to think, is it my house? Like,
oh my
it's
god,
because
yeah.
of
it's
my
the house,
like,
must move yeah, house. Yeah. But what is it? That'd be good to get an influencer on.
It'd
right,
be really
us.
Good. Yeah. Okay. Well,
I
let's
think
have a
I'm
chat
actually going to say
because
I just had a really good business idea.
What?
Anyway,
have you seen the Drake?
No.
Do you want to see it?
Yep.
Okay. So have you seen it, Christina?
I've seen pictures of him in bed.
No. Come around here.
So
let
I've
me
seen
show
people
you.
Talking about this. Mm. But like I said, I've had a heavy weekend with four children. So I haven't been looking at Drake's cock.
Right. Okay.
But I'm happy to do so now. But I am happy to do so right
Press
now.
Let's play there.
Is it him?
Yeah. 100%. Well, we're going to talk okay. about this.
Whoa! Oh my god, what is that? It's like a pork sword.
It's a sausage.
It's a bratwurst.
That doesn't look real.
Look, it's look at it. It's not even hard.
It's look not even hard.
Jesus, right. That looks okay. like a fake penis.
So I've done some digging on
Is
this.
It him?
Basically, that video of him is supposedly people know it's him.
Right. Allegedly.
Because it's on his plane. Oh. And you can tell that it's his plane.
Okay. Bye. Unless he has a friend that looks very similar with a huge old cock.
Could be. It's a blurry video, isn't it?
Yeah.
And
one
then
thing's not blurry.
Other people have said it's AI.
Ah.
Which is scary because you can do so many things.
Oh my God. Listen to this. So a friend of mine, Callie.
Yeah.
Posted not long ago that there was a nude going round of her. And it was an AI nude, and honest to God.
Yeah, they will be
so
able to make them like that.
It was, she'd done an underwear picture for a brand, and they'd taken the underwear off and it looked, and she basically, she was like holding it on the video like, this is not me naked. Like, this isn't me. But you would absolutely think that that was her. How frightening. Which is why you say, don't share your kids.
There's going to be more.
That is frightening.
Yeah, it's really, really scary. I think that the AI stuff is going to be...
Can I just say as well, so that picture, whether it be video, whether it be Drake or not,
yeah.
What if that was a woman with her vagina lips out?
Yeah.
That wouldn't be funny.
Yeah. So, yeah, we've just had...
It wouldn't be funny.
No.
But
no.
That is funny.
And
so
also,
why?
We would get absolutely fucking ridiculed for all sitting here looking at someone's pussy.
Yeah.
Wouldn't we?
Yeah.
And we should get told off for all giggling at Drake.
If a man, if three men were sat looking at a woman's vagina
and going, wow,
yeah. Look at that, they would it would be absolutely inappropriate.
We'd be cancelled.
Yeah. Whereas we've just sat and made jokes about his winky.
Do you think it's like a Hindu thing? Like, you know how like Hindus go around like with the willy
strippers.
Straws.
Yeah.
And, like, big inflatable willies. And everyone's like, oh, it's a joke. But imagine if a bunch
fanny,
of stags.
Yeah, fanny straws. Oh my God.
With a big hairy fanny blown up.
But then girls are really cringe with all of that, don't you think?
Yeah, it's a bit much.
And like men do walk around with like hubby for lifey written on him. They're
and
shagging someone.
Inflatable
like,
men.
No.
It is really funny, actually. It's not okay. And also, that's gone viral on the internet. If it was a woman, that would have been shut down, I think, straight away. And no one would admit to sharing it. You wouldn't be like, on your story, have you seen Drake's? Yeah. No one. Yeah. There would be no memes. It would be, this is like, what's the word? Revenge porn. It would be shut down. But because it's Drake and his tallywhacker, it's fine.
So basically, then I was thinking about all of these nude things. And to be fair, do you know what? In recent years, it has gone that way whereby people are very protective of women's nudes. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't before. And so good on us for whatever work, like
whatever
we've
movement
done,
we've done
where
there.
We can still take the piss out of men and they can't us.
great move from
I remember something that happened at school that absolutely scarred me from ever sending or taking nudes. So we were in year nine. Mm-hmm. So I think, what are you, like 14, 15?
Yeah, I don't know. 14.
Young.
Yeah.
Right. And this girl, so she was just like a normal, like lovely girl in my class. Anyway, she took a picture on her mobile phone and sent it to a guy. Mm-hmm. Or on a digital camera, I think it was. It was like
the Canon, the pink
and
Canon.
I remember she was stood in her bedroom with, you know, those mirrored wardrobes.
Yeah.
And she's just stood there.
Yeah, naked.
Naked. Big bush. Yeah. Like, just
naked.
Yeah. And she sent it to this guy. He printed it out. And he posted it to her mum and dad.
Oh,
posted it to her
my
teacher.
God.
Stuck it all round the school.
I hope he got his karma. And did that frighten you then?
But then I'm sure that the girl was the one
got
that
trouble.
Got in trouble.
Yeah,
for
I bet.
It.
I bet.
And she literally like was so like I don't think she came to school again after
and
that.
And did that stop you then? Thinking made you think twice before sending.
Yeah, but then I'm sure it was everyone was like calling her a slag and da-da-da.
Yeah, well,
and
that's,
it's like it's not her fault.
It's not her.
It's the fucking weird guy.
I do think there's been a big change since then,
there
which
has,
is very.
Yeah.
I'm not a massive nude sender.
No,
I'll
not.
Do tips out.
Yeah,
I've never sent a vaginal picture because
I've
just
never
think,
sent.
I've never found an angle in which my vagina. I've never found an angle in which my vagina looks attractive. I've tried every which way and it's not great. It doesn't look good from any angle. So I've never taken a picture. Imagine now I'll get a load of emails like, I've got one of you, but I don't think I have. Whereas tits, I've done a fair few tits out, which to be fair, I don't care if,
you know, okay, let's not. How do you stand? Do you like?
I would put a hand over it.
Do
I would make
when
it more
we
suggestive.
Went on that holiday and that person was sending their partner loads of fanny pictures. She'd just go to the toilet and take one. And we were like, how do you do it? And she said she just takes it.
I would put my hand over it suggestively and maybe have one side of the lip out. I wouldn't show a full
frontal.
I think it depends who you're sending it to, right? If it's your boyfriend or...
Actually, so if you're going to... So, friends of mine, if you're going to send it to a part, it would probably be more suggestive, as in there would be some perhaps movement going on down there. It would perhaps be a video. It would perhaps involve sexual toys.
Oh, okay.
I think that's the level. I don't think you would just send a clam pic.
Yeah.
Okay. I just don't think you'd be like, here's my vagina in my knickers. I think it would be suggestive.
But I think what we would like find sexy and attractive is totally different to what men do when it comes to like that.
Yeah, they want the full.
Yeah, they want
they
the want full.
They
want
to see like your wee hole.
Yeah.
They want to see the full thing.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway.
Did you see that? Just before you move on from that, did you see the community in the Patreon chat, some girl was talking about the Drake stuff, and she was like, why do men think that girls want to see right, dick
yeah,
pics?
Yes.
I think I'm not adverse to one.
A dick pic?
Yeah.
Right.
If, and don't want unsolicited.
No, I get sent them on Instagram, yeah, and it really, like...
It shocks you, doesn't it? Whoa. Me.
Like, I'm like, oh.
I don't want one.
I don't want one.
If James sent me a picture of his penis in his hand, that's fine. I wouldn't like a soft one, though.
No.
Like, I wouldn't see the point in a flaccid penis.
No. And then again, that's like that chat we just had about what vagina picture do you send? Like, what dick picture do you send?
If you were a man and you're sending a dick pic, it needs to be aroused. I would suggest holding it, not just letting it hang. I would say you need to hold it. I would say you need to check that the area around it is clear, like you don't crisp packets in there. It needs to look...
Do you remember that time?
And I would suggest pulling back the foreskin.
No, so,
well, you don't want a wiggly end on it.
I think dick pics are gross, but I think do you think that dick pics is like the modern flashing? Like flashing
like it's been a thing. Yeah.
No, and now like men will send a dick pic like to someone they don't know.
Yeah.
And just, it's like flashing, right?
Yeah, it
instead
is.
Of like hanging out in the bush with a mac on.
Yeah, I think that is illegal, actually, isn't it?
So do you not think sending dick pics to strangers? Like, I've had it before when when you've been on a dating app and you've got chatting to someone and then it's just out of nowhere, they'll just send you a dick pic. And you're like, did not ask for
this. At what point is someone going to text back and be like, hey, at what time do I get on the train? Like,
I wasn't going to text you back, but now,
wow,
now you've sent that.
Also, do you know what? I've just thought, what if you were I'm setting up a scenario. What if you were talking to a guy, right? And he sent you all these, you just wanted a fuck, and he sent you all these dick pics, and then you got down to business and it wasn't his dick he'd
them
all off porn, website.
It serves me right, because my Instagram isn't me either. So it's only an AI thing. So he meets me for a date and thinks, fucking hell, she didn't look like that on Instagram. I go to see his dick and think, fucking hell, that's a different dick. It serves me right, to be fair.
It's an AI dick.
That's an AI dick. That is deserved, because everyone who's probably met me has probably thought, wow, that's not what you look like in yourself the other day. So don't know. Yeah, or when you take a picture with your boobies held up and then you let go on the knot, like, I guess it's just
I used to wear chicken fillets and all when I was
and then they probably thought, well, that was a lie. So do you know, AI dick, why
AI
not?
Dick, right, okay. So
you've cheered me up now. I feel a bit more
chipper.
Feeling more chippy tits.
Right, guys, if you want to hear an extra episode a week, you can do over on Patreon. It's a little bit saucier.
It be more saucy than this?
For on here. But we also have some amazing benefits on there as well that you'll get. It's like a little community, isn't it?
The group chat goes off, doesn't it?
The really good.
Recommendations, problems, just general, there's loads on there. Like, we just chat, don't we?
Yeah, we love it. It's nice. If you head over to our Instagram, there is details over on there of how to sign up to Patreon.
Right, guys, we're going to go into a little break. I'm in a much better mood, so the second half will be... Well, I mean, I think we've had quite a good time, actually.
We have.
We'll see you in a minute.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
For me to get married again, they have to tick the right boxes.
Yeah.
Because I'm just sick of these Klingons. who turn into Mr. Prices. I just want to meet someone who wants me for me.
Mm.
But yeah, I would get married. I can't wait. We should reorganise it.
This is The Katie Price Show, a podcast all about me and my life. Alongside
me, Kate's sister, Sophie.
Me and Soph, we're so close, but you would not think we are from the same family. I mean, if you could see Soph now, she dresses like...
Go on.
Completely
a librarian.
But this would make me puke.
Oh, no, what?
Bad breath, and if they get white bits at the side of their mouth. I think it's pretty obvious he's gone off it. It seems like he's probably having an affair.
Okay.
Anyway, I am a nice person. So come on, give it a listen. Just search for The Katie Price Show. New episodes out every Thursday.
Right, guys, welcome back. So this is our part, which we call Bargain Bucket. And it is bargains, it's hacks as well, it's dupes, it's tips, it's tricks.
It's a bit of everything that we get, just bits and bobs, isn't
it? Bits and bobs that you guys love.
I feel like it should be called the Bits and Bobs Bucket.
Bits and Bobs. Right, so... there is a massive thing on social media at the minute about high maintenance things to do to look low maintenance.
Yes.
We've briefly touched on this before, but we're going to like deep dive into it. So one thing when I was looking at researching all of this is like, you know, how to make sure when you wake up at a guy's house for the first time, you feel... you know,
that's just reminded me.
What?
Do you remember when we spoke about the girl who was getting off the plane in Melbourne? Yeah. I think it was in Australia. And she said, what do I do to look good? We got a message in saying, by the way, when you come out of...
I saw this.
Did you see it? Just FYI and a warning. When you come out of the airport, I think it was Melbourne in Australia, the bit where people collect you is very quick. So she basically said, if anyone is doing this, you need to do the toilet bit on the plane because you may not get chance because you literally come out and he's waiting there with his bunch of flowers. So just a warning to the girl who's going to Australia, do your food freshen before you get off the plane.
Okay.
Someone messaged in to help us with that. So thank you.
Right, back to what I was saying.
Sorry, it just came into my head.
So when you wake up at a guy's house, we've always been there. All of us have been there before where you're like, shit, I've got spots. Yeah. Or
I didn't look like I did at 7 o'clock
night,
the night before.
Yeah, and you're like, oh my God. Okay, so... we want you to be able to get in from a night out, take your makeup off, tie your hair up and still feel confident.
Yeah.
And also, I know we go on about all these treatments and things like this, but confidence here is key.
Absolutely.
If you walk into a room, have your shoulders back, have your head up, even like that's like, you know, if I get caught at the corner shop in my pyjamas and my
hair. You are going to grin.
Instead of looking down at the floor, you have to just be like, hi.
Yeah, I'm in my pyjamas.
Yeah, like literally.
Yeah.
So anyway,
It is true though, isn't it? The confident, you notice 100%. The confident girls in the room. When you go in the room, I saw a thing and it said, if you want to like own the room, you walk in, you look at all four corners of the room and you smile at someone in every corner. And then everyone from each corner like is kind of looking at you and it gives that. Yeah, it said you walk in, you look at each corner, you smile, sees over anyone, make the eye contact and then everyone... has seen, like, you've owned the room.
You.
Yeah.
Right. Well, then. Okay. So, these are the things that we think. Wait. One sec. Let me get the list up.
Can I just say your skin looks incredible?
It's from that photo
Do you think
thing.
I'm having the test done this week.
It's not.
What foundation have you got on?
Hourglass. I was just telling Christina.
It's really nice.
Babe, you need the... What did you think of the Laura Mercier one?
So, I tried the... what's it? The new one.
Flawless filter or something.
Really odd. Right. So, it's a serum.
Sorry,
it feels like a serum. It's, I can't get my head around it. Right. So, it feels like... I tried to do a video on it, but I couldn't because I kept going, I like it, I don't like it, I like it. So, I couldn't. Right. It goes on. And because it's really lightweight, like you do not feel like you're wearing it. But that kind of gives you a false sense of it not being that much coverage. There's a lot. It covered my eyebrows. So, I was a bit like, whoa. It was a bit confusing.
So you need to learn how to use it first.
Yeah, and my shade was too light. But as the day went on, it almost settled into my skin.
And you liked it.
And I loved it.
Really?
So, it's a funny one. It's thicker than you expect, but thin. I like it.
Anyway, we want you to get to the point where you don't have to wear foundation. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about, you know, all the shite that we have to do before we leave the house, especially if you are, you know, seeing a new guy, mm-hmm. staying over at his house, or you've got the school run.
Listen, we're all going to wear makeup still.
And it'd be amazing if we had time.
Yeah, but it's just so that you feel the best the you backup. Can.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree.
Right, so what we have said here, we're starting with the hair, Lauren, a balayage.
Oh, by the way.
What?
Your hair looks familiar. Oh, I've looks like mine.
I've copied you.
Where have I seen that hairdo before? Ah, yes, on my own head.
Is that why it's up?
I loved it that much.
And I like it.
Thank you. Right, so a balayage. So basically, it used to be like the zebra hair, etc.
Oh, yeah.
We are out of that now. We want a balayage. So Callum, that does my hair, shout out to him. If you want a good balayage, he is...
Oh, he's incredible. And his TikTok, he's very funny. Yes. The one about why he can't go to war. I was crying.
His TikTok's very funny. And he's just amazing. So I go to him. And I probably now only have to have my hair done once every 4 or 5 months.
Yep.
And I was speaking to him the other day about it. And he's got clients that like fly all over because he specialises in like...
The soft, beautiful balayage.
And he said some of them come once a year.
Wow. Because he does it so... I mean, you can't do that if you've got very brown hair and you've got blonde. You can't... Like, you have to be close to your natural colour, don't you? Like, if you've got brown hair and you're a bleach blonde, it's not going to work.
No, but I think that we've
really,
all
really, you
gone...
should be like your natural colour because your colour is meant to be that colour.
For a reason.
For a reason, because it fits the rest of your tone.
Yeah, like, look, mine is...
Yeah,
here.
It's lovely.
So anyway, a balayage, because then you're not, like, rushing around to appointments all the time and you won't have roots...
And it's
quickly.
Soft, natural, exactly. And it suits you.
Keratin treatments. Have you girls had any experience with them?
If I had a keratin treatment on my 3 strands of hair...
So they're really, really popular. They infuse your hair with the keratin and then they like straighten it into your hair and it stinks supposedly.
And
but
then you leave it on for 24 hours and then wash it off, is it that
I
one?
Think as long as possible, yeah. And my friends that have had it done, you have got straight hair anyway, so
we
hair
would
is not
be good for that.
But yeah, it's my friends that have got like that frizzy hair where every day they wake up and have to straighten it.
Yeah.
And it's supposedly really good.
Yeah, it's meant to be good if you've got thick hair, quite frizzy hair. My hair, I mean, it does not need a keratin treatment.
So a keratin treatment would be good because then you're not rushing around after your straighteners, mm-hmm. etc. Mm-hmm. I personally think as well, a high maintenance thing to be low maintenance is for me, my extensions, because they actually hold a curl.
Yes.
So once a week, I would curl my hair when I had it long and it would last all week.
Yeah.
And I'd just spritz a little bit of dry shampoo in the top and I'd be good to go. Next one, Lauren's expertise, semi-permanent makeup.
Mm. Oh my God, the rise of the semi-perm makeup is unbelievable and it's been done so much better now. So I think you look at the, I say, olden days, and I'm the prime example because I had my eyebrows completely
they
lasered off.
They look so much better
don't
now.
They? I had them completely lasered off and I started again. Lip blush as well, incredible
so
treatment.
So you can get your eyebrows and your lips and your eyeliner.
Brows are so important. If you have fair brows and every day you are penciling them in, get them tattooed.
Not even that. If you've even got darker brows, it's just a good guide because
then you can just whack it on. When honestly, brows, I look at pictures of me when I've got no brow and brow and it frames your face. It's
it
so
does.
Important, I think.
So eyebrows and lip blush.
Lip blush is incredible. So a lot of people have that kind of see-through lip, that bluey lip, especially if you've had filler, you can lose the colour from your lip. You lose the line on it. I've had lip blush now for like 3-4 years and this colour that I've got on now is just my, like, I wake up and my lips don't look like they've got lipstick on, but they look a healthy, natural colour. And that is one step that I don't have to do anymore.
Exactly.
And it makes your lips look a bit bigger and better shape, so you don't have to fill them as much.
Exactly.
But go to a good place, because I have seen some bad lip blush
I
that looks like
have.
A lipstick.
Oh no.
So just get it right.
Yeah.
But less is more.
Less is more. And then also the eyeliner you can have where they go in between your eyelashes. Now, I had it done.
You're too fair for that now.
No. I had it done, and mine, I'm waiting for it to fade off because I had to stop it halfway through because it was freaking me out so much.
So I can do that, and I do it on clients. I don't love it on people with fair lashes.
Yeah.
Because when you've got no mascara on, I don't think it looks great.
No.
It doesn't hurt at all, but it's a bit weird having it done.
It is weird because you had to flick your eye lid, and I just freaked out halfway through and I was like, I can't. No, like it fully. And she was like, I need to finish it. And I was like, no. You're going to have to stop. So anyway, back to us telling you what is good. Eyelash extensions, you're a fan?
Oh my God, yeah. So I know people say, I know people say, look after your own lashes, use serum and growth, which I have as well. But you don't get
that look.
You don't. And it's like hair. Everyone has a different amount of hair, different amount of follicles, and a different hair. What's it called? Phase?
Yeah.
I can't remember what it's called.
Shedding.
I am never going to have thick eyelashes because I don't even have the follicles for it. Like,
yeah.
So. In that, yes, I could use loads of serum.
And you can create like a cat eye with the extensions.
Yeah,
and
so
they just look really pretty.
I wake up and my eyelashes are on.
They are stunning.
I love my eyelash extensions.
And I used to have eyelash extensions, but I just don't have the time
You
now.
Don't need them though. This is the difference.
I know, but they are lovely.
They are
though.
Lovely. I put serum on my bottom lashes, which you're not meant to.
I use all the lash serums and I do think that they work. So
they
either
work.
Use a lash serum or go and get the extensions.
Yeah.
You do you. And then brow lamination is also amazing.
Yeah, if you've got a fluffy brow and you
HD
can.
HD brows as well. I go for my HD brows. I make things of that every 6 weeks.
It's incredibly important, the brow. I really believe it is.
Then we come on to skin. So when you get home from a night out, you don't want to be waking up the next day with the same makeup on because you're just entering a cycle of death then.
Yeah.
And every time you stay over, you're like, oh God. You want to get in from your night out, do a double cleanse and wake up in the morning fresh.
You need to take a really nice, like, so I think a lot of us, if you're staying over somewhere, especially if it's new or especially if you just went back after a night out, I think you think, I'll keep my makeup on.
No,
it looks worse. It looks all crepey. You're better off getting it off, shove a nice moisturiser in your bag, get your skin really hydrated for the morning.
Agree. So really, you should be having regular facials, lasers. We've just talked about, I've just had the Photo Fabulous and Lauren's having it done. Another laser that
cheap,
I love.
Though. It's not cheap.
It's not.
So
you
like,
can do all of these things at home.
Yeah. It's
not the
cheap.
Photo Fabulous, no. But the facials.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really good videos on YouTube of like at home facials.
And facial drainage
do.
Is really interesting as well to get rid of the puffiness. So obviously you can go somewhere and have the, what's it called?
Gua sha.
You can have all the massage or you can YouTube it, get a really nice oil and do it yourself as well.
Yeah.
Helps to depuff.
But if you are having a treatment, I would go for, instead of the Pamper Puff Gua Sha thing, go head in on the laser.
I would laser. For me, people always say, like, what are your essential facials? For me, it's peels.
Yeah, peels and needling.
Peels and needling.
And there are...
I don't need someone to rub cleanser on me twice and then spray it with toner and pop me a mask on. I can do that in my
and
home.
Some cucumber on your eye.
I can do that at home. If you're going to do something, you do something that's going to work.
Yeah.
I think a peel is incredible.
Do you know what one of my friends bought me, because I love the Wow Fusion facial. Mm. She bought me the at-home kit when I was pregnant.
Oh, that's nice of her.
And I did it on my skin was unreal after. Really, really good. So there's all, like, for every budget, there is a way of doing
Absolutely.
It. Just don't be stripping your face off with stuff like at home after watching a YouTube video. And then other things you can do, celery juice every day.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what? You've all...
I swear by
You've
it.
You've almost converted me to it.
Maybe that is why my skin looks good.
You've almost converted me.
Honestly,
and for me to be fucking about with celery in the morning.
I love it. My morning routine for me, my Simproof, my celery juice, my AG1, my Zenny Collagen, my Ruchi.
Hey,
what?
I've just... So a client of mine...
Hey.
Hey. Hey, guys. Hey. So a client of mine works for... I'm not going to say the name because I don't know it well enough yet. Works for a collagen company, one of the bigger ones, and it's on subscription. And she was saying, honestly, Lauren, like, it's incredible. So I've ordered it and I'm going to try it.
Is it's it like a powder or a liquid?
I think it's a liquid. But she was like looking at the science of it and she said, it's absolutely incredible. She said, I'm not bullshitting you. It's incredible.
I mean, so I couldn't tell it. You which one thing can make a difference. She's,
well, I know this is a thing. So I'm going to try it. And I'll let, if I think it's really good.
Tell us.
I'll tell you. She had a friends and family discount. So I used that. So it was a bit cheaper.
Stunning.
It's expensive.
It is bloody expensive, isn't it?
But collagen is the one. We need collagen.
We need collagen.
Well, no, we need it.
100%.
Right. So that was a little chat there about what you can do. But also, do you know what, Lauren? I think having a good wardrobe of like active wear that you can just throw on all in the same colour palette.
I did a big wardrobe clear out this weekend.
Yeah.
Because I've got loads of clothes and I was getting up and being like, I don't know what to wear today. Colour palette. I will not buy anything. Well, I say, you know, now and again I will, but there is very little cream in my wardrobe because I have nothing to match it with. I am literally black, grey. Navy, let me tell you now, is making a big come through.
How weird. I was wearing navy yesterday.
Navy's going to be, and it looks lovely with gold jewellery and a tan and like that gorgeous. Navy's going to be big. So it's like cream I don't really wear, so I've not got it in there. And what I did is I looked through everything and I made sure that everything I had was really easily accessible. Trousers. One colour palette that matches. T-shirts, jumper, trainers. Yeah. So that when you get up in the morning, everything you have matches. Yeah. It's so much easier than rooting through. Jeans as well. People are wearing jeans a lot more now.
Over on the Patreon, we were talking about the best activewear. Because it's that time of year now, isn't it, where you like want to refresh your activewear wardrobe. And we wear activewear. Like, I'm wearing leggings and a training top
now. I am wearing
now.
Leggings and a t-shirt right
and
now.
And we wear it every day. So,
but make it good. If you're going to be doing it.
If I'm buying it, that's what I'm saying. If I'm buying it, I actually don't mind spending a little bit more. But supposedly there are some...
Honestly, so we were talking about this and I totally agree with you. It's worth spending. And I, as I'm getting older, I'm agreeing with this. Spending that little bit more. Pieces. However, honestly, I got some PLT loungewear. It's really good.
So that's what
the
we're going to talk about.
The new stuff that's just out.
That's what we're going to talk about on Friday.
Ah.
Mm.
I really, yeah.
Yes.
Let's talk about it. Because I think if your active wear is nice, then you can literally take 2 seconds throwing it on, but you look half decent.
And it's so easy to wash. So we've made our lives
easier.
And you
don't have to iron anything.
Exactly. Right, we've got a question here, Lauren.
Ooh.
Do you want to read it or shall I?
I'll read it. Hi, girls. Just pissed with the girls. Talking about how much we love you both.
Aww.
Our friend has 3 children and a 4th. With her husband. So she already has 3
add-on.
And they've had an add-on.
Yeah.
Maybe not call the child an add-on. We're talking about... sorry about that. A lovely another baby. We're talking about spicing up the love life and swinging is well on the cards. We'd love to know how you go about getting into this as neither of them want to be with anyone else.
Are we swingers?
I know, I don't know.
Are we
on a website that we don't know about?
Yeah, you actually are.
That fake profile of you.
No, it's not fake. It's real. Anyway,
oh my God, you joined
this.
One, didn't you? Yeah. Right. So they're basically saying neither of them want to be with anyone else, but they'd like to welcome someone into the bedroom. First of all, watch Open House.
Yes.
That will put
Christina,
you off.
Christina, have you watched it?
No, you have
no,
to.
No, that's your day it? Sorted.
So I told Ashley to
What's
watch
it on?
This.
Channel 4?
I think Channel 4. I told Ashley to watch Open House and I was like, you'll love it. And she was like, yeah, I will
couldn't.
Do. And then she was literally like, it's so uncomfortable. So basically these couple go into a swinging house. It's so awkward. And everyone in the house, in like a villa or whatever, they're all bisexual, bi-curious, swingers, bit of everything basically. And this couple comes in and they're interested in doing it. So they meet with a therapist first and they discuss it. And then like they go on like an evening and like one starts to, they start
and they
to
select
explore.
Who they can ask
and it's
into
all
the bedroom.
Filmed
yeah.
And then the next day they have a chat with a therapist and I've seen it go right and I've seen it go
right. So Lauren, let's break this down, because do you know what, this whole swinging thing is growing massively.
Oh, it is.
In popularity.
Open relationships, I feel like, are growing.
Yeah. They are. And we actually chatting at the minute to a top like place where you can do it, and I'm gonna go. I promise this year I'm gonna go. I'm taking Christina with me because I know you aren't that into it.
Yeah, but what am I doing there though? Like, are we just
no
going?
We're not Christina.
I'm shagging
it's
you
not
there.
There's like a champagne bar and it's not you
no,
don't
so
have to get involved.
You're
no,
like,
I know I've,
it's
yeah,
a party,
I've heard
can.
Of it yeah.
And it's like very high end.
Yeah. I think it's good that someone should go and check it out. Yeah. You two should really go and check it out.
Yeah. So look, Lauren's already said
I'm on
that
the
she's
fence.
Not.
I don't know.
Would you ever do it?
Swing?
Mm.
Right. So I would not want... Right. Funnily enough, when I went for brunch with the girls the other day, we actually spoke about this. And we spoke about... There's a slight part of me that thinks, would I get a bit... you know, turned on by James with another woman. Okay.
Oh my God.
Now, I really fancy him. So the thought of him doing anything sexual, I kind of like the idea of. Because I kind of think you're really fit. Yeah. If I'm going to watch porn,
yeah,
I'd rather watch my fella who I think's the fittest person in the world. Yeah. So that kind of makes sense. If you're going to watch someone else shagging, like, why not someone you really fancy?
AI. Here AI. We go, baby.
The actual doing of it, I feel, is very different. And the other thing is, So then we were talking about, well, what if there was another woman involved and you were joining in? That is not for me. So I, like
so
I said.
Have to be a man.
But I don't want.
But then James wouldn't want
no,
it to
I
be a man.
No, I am not one bit sexually interested in women. There's not. It's not something for me. I don't think I'd get to. It's just not something. A lot of my friends are like, yeah, I'd like do it and let my fella watch. I'm not interested. It's just not interested in other women in that way. And I don't think it'd turn me on. So probably not.
No.
Probably wouldn't work for me.
No, it wouldn't.
You're
work
too jealous,
for me.
Aren't you?
So jealous. I
am in
but
certain
I,
ways.
I like, then I suppose you say, well, why are you saying you're going to watch The Swingers?
Yeah.
But I'm going because I am. Like, do you know when something fascinates you that much because it's so not me
yes.
that I can't get my head around
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Does that make
yeah.
sense? Like,
it's so out of your norm. That
and
you're
I'm,
like...
yeah, like, I, that's like my idea of hell would yeah. be like having a threesome or yeah. swapping or whatever. But I totally respect it.
And you want to understand
and
it.
And I want to understand yeah. it. So that's why I want to go and just see what goes on and what the people are like.
Yeah.
And like, I can imagine them all being like really well versed at what they do when they go in.
Knowing, well, do you not remember? I don't know when it was. Quite last year in our episodes, we had a girl write in, didn't she? We had quite a few people writing saying they were swingers.
Yeah.
And then we looked at a picture of her and we're
and
like,
she was
wow.
like normal,
well,
fit,
yeah,
young.
Just,
yeah.
It was mad. And I yeah. think it is. There is a big thing for it. And a lot of people are in really happy relationships and do that. And I guess if you were both into it, rather than going cheating and being sly about it, do it openly and enjoy your relationship. I'm really interested in it.
I think the way, like you say, swingers, it's like, it sounds old-fashioned.
Yeah.
It sounds
keys
like,
in the pot.
It sounds like, I don't want to say
like
seeded. Yeah,
that's
but it's
what
like,
I
and
think.
You
big pubic
and you,
bush.
Yeah, what and you go to that part? House and this, the other bit. Actually, it's times are changing and sex parties are really popular.
Sex parties,
and like,
yeah.
you know, the fact that you've just said a girl and she seemed normal, but it should
why
just
shouldn't
be
she
normal.
Be normal?
Yeah, it should just be a normal thing. And
it's
like,
a choice, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and like open relationships are becoming more popular now because it's like, well, yeah, I think we're not built to be with one person all the time. So why not be honest about it?
No, I agree. Rather than cheating. Mm, I am built to be with, I'm a very, I'm a pet, what they call lobster.
I'm a lobster.
I'm a lobster. An otter, where they have one and that's their one. And they're upset. That's what I'm like. But there are people that aren't like that.
No.
And rather than cheating, be with somebody who's on the same frame of mind as you.
Yeah.
And then both just go get shagged all over.
But say if you, there's a scenario. Say if you were on holiday, you and James met a couple. Mm-hmm. You fancied the guy.
I wouldn't.
And then you could go off with, all right, fine. Ashley, would you?
No, this actually, do you remember that time when I went to Ibiza and me and Ed went back to
Do I have to cut this on?
We'll talk about this in the
talk
bonus.
About the other.
Nothing happened.
It's just a good story.
Yeah, it's a good story.
No, I don't, if I was to do it, it would have to be a girl
orchestrated, and then that kills the whole fucking mood.
A girl and me and James. I would not want two couples. That I don't. Wouldn't
no,
want
but
it
you
don't
have to do it in the same room. You could be like, oh, I'll go
like
with the guy tonight.
No,
yeah.
No.
All right. Okay.
Absolutely not. Well, you. I need to watch what he's doing. No.
Red card. She'll be there, like under his balls.
What's going on? Absolutely.
Hey,
no.
You.
No.
No kissing, both of you.
No, you're not going off. No, if it's going to happen, watching. No.
Guys, send in your swinger sex party.
Yeah, have you ever done this where you've gone off center?
Tell us about your open relationship disasters or, you know...
So on Open House, on Open House, you have to watch it. It is incredible. On Open House, we've spoken about it before, so I'll be brief, but in case you haven't heard, they went to this couple, both wanted to do it, both went back to the room, and then the woman and this extra woman start getting it on, and the man's just there with his penis, and he wasn't feeling it, but the woman was feeling it. She's going down on it. It's all going on. And the man is just stood there with his penis. No one wants
and
the penis.
And then he got really upset.
He got really upset.
The next day,
he got
yeah.
in bed. She cuddled the woman. And you've got those cameras, you know, in the night.
Yeah.
And he's just lying there like...
Aww. With his eyes
with
open.
With his eyes open. And these two women are cuddling. And he's just like...
And then you can see his brain going tick, 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 tick.
And he's
all
thinking,
night.
This isn't what I expected. A threesome with another girl. So then the next day they go to therapy. And he's like, you left me. You didn't
and
make me feel
walks-
involved.
Out like with a post-sex glow.
Yeah,
like,
she's like, woo!
I'm living my best life. Yeah. I'm a threesome.
She's
and he's like,
yeah, she's literally coming out. She's like, one and a butterfly. Yeah. And he's literally lying there like, this is awful. So yeah, watch Open House because it's really interesting.
Yeah.
Why do we talk about swinging so much? I feel like we always
I need to reply to that email. Remind me, I need to reply to that email. And Thropples as well. Yeah.
We'll talk about that on bonus.
Yeah,
we'll talk
about
that on there. Yeah, we've tried
guys,
too much.
You've cheered me up anyway. I hope we've cheered you up if you're having a bad day. Because I feel much cheered upper.
I do.
Much cheered upper.
That was
she started crying.
Needed.
You started the episode crying.
Fuck off.
And now we've ended it talking about all sorts. Right, we hope you've cheered you up. I need a wee.
I need a wee so bad. Right, one sec. Right, guys, so thank you so much for listening. Share wherever you can. Leave us a 5-star review. And we will be back with your episode next Wednesday.
Yes, we'll be back, darlings. Love you very, very much. And thank
Lots
you for being
love.
There for our breakdown.
Bye.
Bye. I need a wee.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.